Welcome to the Leading with Love podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Arthurs. The purpose of this podcast is to touch your heart, expand your soul, and help us all be everything we came here to be. We have interviews with amazing humans and solo episodes as well, all made to bring more love, more joy, and wisdom into your day. It's a growing list, so check back often and let's dive right in. Hey guys, I'm having so much fun getting back into this podcast. This is my second episode, just getting back, like I said, into my studio and just touching back in with you in this way. And it's just so fascinating. It's even fascinating being back on the mainland from having spent so much time, not just in Hawaii. And if you're new, welcome. I just got back from 2.5 months on the beautiful, magnificent island of Kauai, which is more jungly, making up that word, more alive, it seems, than even the rest of the Hawaiian Islands. It's called the Garden Isle for a reason. She is so beautiful and magnificent, and that's actually what I want to talk about here today. So here I am back on the mainland, back in an apartment, a condo, and got all my podcast equipment, and I love it. And I had mentioned in my little daily love notes, if you haven't joined, join us on Telegram for a little daily audio filled with love and connection, because that's what I'm here for. But when I got back, I had been living out of my suitcase for 2.5 months and only had a few little outfits, did not intend to stay that long, but just kept staying and staying. And it was pretty wild coming back here. If any of you have backpacked around Europe, you'll know the exact feeling of having this closet full of clothes and all this jewelry and stuff that I don't really need. I love it all because I only keep things that delight me. Sorry, I kicked my desk there. But I don't need it. And so it's just so obvious that nature is so much more real. And I can feel the disconnect that we have, even just being here in my apartment. I love it. It's clean. It's beautiful. My feet aren't covered in red dirt all the time. God, I love Kauai. But it's obvious to me how we disconnect ourselves from nature, because that trip, that stay was longer than I tend to be there. And if you know me at all, you know that I want to be there more. I'm very homesick, and I've been homesick for Hawaii for years, and I go there a lot, but this was such an immersion that I feel like my soul and my body just merged with this island. And every morning, this chorus of birds would wake me up. And there's a short or two probably on my here on YouTube. If you're here, if you're actually watching the video version of this podcast, check out the short that I can't remember what it's called, but I recorded the birds. And or if you want it, just message me or whatever, because it's so amazing. They would wake me up and draw me out of my bed, and I would go and just record and listen, sometimes record, sometimes just listen to these birds. They're so amazing at dawn. And here I am waking up in Vancouver at the moment, Pacific Northwest, and there's a few crows and there are some seagulls, and there's one little chirping bird that chirps at dawn and dusk, but nothing like the jungle, plant life, birds, mountains, ocean that I was immersed in Kauai, on Kauai. And nature is really brilliant. She reminds us so beautifully of what we are. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. I say this often that, you know, we know this, right? We are nature. We're not just living on this planet. We are made from the same things as the birds and the trees. And it's all elemental. It's all part of the same system, and we are that. And when we can be in nature, we immediately are connected back in, tapped back in to what we really are. And the elements and the creatures do really wonderful jobs with this connection naturally with every intention of the meaning of that word. I know there are paradigms that tell us, oh, you're an air sign, or you're a water sign, or you love the ocean, or naturally gravitate to the mountains. But I think in each of us, we may be drawn to certain things, deserts or oceans, or feel a kinship with certain environments in nature. But ultimately, all of the elements speak to us. If you go in the ocean or love to jump in a lake or even have a bath or love the sparkles of water, of the sun on the water, that's you naturally just feeling the connection that the water is trying to share with you. I love seeing fountains and waterfalls and the ocean waves crashing. And I love having baths and I love dipping my feet in ponds. It doesn't matter what it is. Water is one of the ways, one of the elements through which nature reminds us that we are part of her. And the wind blowing in our hair, through in our face if you don't have any hair, feels good because it's supposed to. And the sound of birds resonates because they're supposed to. And the sound of rustling leaves, the element of fire, we sit and look at a candle flame or at a fire, bonfire, because it's an elemental, primal part of us to be connected to nature. And it's just a reminder for us, air, wind, fire, water, creatures, right? I was blessed to connect actually with two friends the past few days who were very connected, are deeply, deeply spiritually connected to horses. And horses, of course, beautiful beings, they connect with certain people to remind them who they are. And for others, it will be other creatures. It'll be dolphins, it'll be dogs, cats. Doesn't matter what it is, forest, anything. Nature has her myriad ways of immediately cutting through all of the stuff, all of the stuff, all of modernity, all the ways we've distracted ourselves from this elemental primal truth. We are nature. And I guess that's probably why we love sitting on a beach with our feet in the sand and the water rolling on to the land in the waves. Because we have the wind and the fire, if we're sitting around a bonfire, and our feet in the ground, so we are grounding, and the water. Of course we love that experience. It's immersion in all of the things. It's why we drop into presence. So all of this to say, oh, one more thing. With respect to that feet on the ground and grounding, I just saw something this morning. I forwarded it to my dad and a few people. This guy was taking a measurement of, I guess, I'm not sure what it was, an electromagnetic measurement, of, I guess, of some sort, with himself standing on a lawn with shoes on, and it was a very low measurement. And as soon as he took his shoe off and touched the ground, it shot up. We are healthier when we have our feet touching the earth. It's, I mean, that's well known, right? Grounding, it balances you. I don't have the words right now because I'm not in that space, but it's been shown to do so. And being in water and being outside and being in a forest, all the things. So however you can, may I invite you, if you cannot spend 2.5 months on the most beautiful island in the middle of the Pacific, and I have tried to bring that to you guys in as many ways as I can to share Earth's beauty with you. And my phone is full to the point where I can't even record any more messages because it's so full of all of my beautiful pictures and film of Hawaii, because it's so delightful. It delights my heart and soul because it is the most audacious, gorgeous, magnificent expression of all these things that we're talking about, of nature at her finest. I like to say it's divine's most beautiful creation. That's what it feels like to me, the island of Kauai and all the Hawaiian islands. But whatever your place is, go there. If you have access to a tree or a plant, be in its presence. Be reminded of what is true and what is real. Because when you connect in with that, we all connect in with each other and we become the stewards that we are meant to be of this beautiful earth that we share. So that's what I have for you today with so much love. And I will see you soon. Thank you. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, I hope you enjoyed this episode and it helped you open your heart, feel inspired, and know that we are all connected. Please subscribe and share so this work can touch more people. This is how we co-create the world we want to live in. Thank you so much again for joining us, and talk to you next time.